and the Checkapro Radio Show starts now. Here's your host, the man with a hard hat and tool belt, Checkapro Joe.
It's time to talk garage doors, everybody. I've brought the expert in for this subject. His name is Alex Dalton. You've heard him here before on Checkapro Radio. He's from Eco Garage Doors in Austin, Texas. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join me. I want to talk to you about springs. Springs on a garage door are critical. Without a spring, you really can't get that garage door up or down easily. It'll go down actually a lot easier than it will go up. The spring is so important and it needs to be balanced right. So I'll tell you what happens, everybody, especially in the heat and the extreme cold. When it gets extremely hot or extremely cold, your older spring is more likely to snap, pop, go bang. It will literally sound like a firecracker when it breaks, or it can. And when it does break, you should not do anything. So here are the top five things that you should do. Now, number one here I have on my list, Alex, is don't panic. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So why not panic? I mean, the homeowner can't get their car out of the garage. It's going to cost them thousands and thousands of dollars, right?
Most people can get you in right away, same day, get your car out for you. You just got to know who to call.
Exactly. And I was joking about thousands and thousands. People don't understand what things cost. It's going to cost hundreds and hundreds to get it fixed. It is not a big deal. Your garage door is still going to be fine if the spring breaks. Your garage door opener will also be fine. But that's number two on the list I see. Why shouldn't the homeowner be using the garage door opener after the spring breaks?
When that spring breaks, it's not carrying the weight of the door anymore for that opener. So essentially, there's a plastic gear in that opener that's turning. That opener should really only be handling about 5 to 10 pounds, and that's what those springs do. They make that door easy to lift, close, make the door weigh about 5 to 10 pounds for that opener. And if it's lifting over that 5 to 10 pounds, that little plastic gear in there is going to be spinning and spinning and spinning, and it's going to eventually grind down to nothing, which means you're going to have to get that replaced next, and it's going to be a whole other can of worms.
No, absolutely. Number three is don't fix it yourself. People are tempted to fix it themselves. I'm telling you, when it comes to garage doors, if you want to keep your digits, your fingers, your toes, your nose, your ears, maybe an eye, don't mess with it yourself. Why is that, Alex?
Those springs are dangerous. Those cables are dangerous. You know, it was a couple months ago, actually, my sister-in-law sent me a picture of a coworker who tried changing the springs himself. He sliced his hand open with that cable. Those cables are under tension from those springs. So if you don't know what you're doing, you can get hurt.
No, absolutely. That is number three. So I see number four, after don't fix it yourself, don't open yourself. Isn't it hard to open the garage door without a spring?
Yeah, with that spring on, like I said earlier, it's a heavy door. So if you try to open that yourself, you're going to throw your back out. It can fall back down, slam on your toes. It could even open crooked because you could have one spring that's not broken, carrying the weight of one of those cables, and eventually your door will teeter-totter and open crooked, and it could come off the track. There's a whole mess of problems that can happen if you try to open that door yourself. The best thing to do is just call a professional.
And that's a segue to number five. And number five is, if your garage door spring breaks, call Alex Dalton at Eco Garage Doors. It's just that simple. You can just give him a call. Call 512-900-5341. And of course, you can always go to ecogarages.com. I will tell you, just go to Google and type in Eco Garages, Eco Garage, Eco Garage Door, Eco Garage Door Podcast, and you'll be able to hear more of these podcasts as well, not to mention get a hold of Alex and his team at Eco Garage Doors. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Checkapro is your local source for pre-qualified contractors. Stay tuned for more of the Checkapro Radio Show.